Okay, everyone, if we could call the meeting to order, please. If we could call the meeting to order. All incoming councillors and remaining councillors, rejoin the table, please. All right, we'll begin the meeting in 1 minute. Could all GNSO councillors please make themselves present and available at the table? Do we have an Adobe Connect room for this, Glenn, or do we have an Adobe Connect room? Okay, so it has the previous agenda in my... Okay, coming up. Yeah, it's coming up now. Thank you. So it's the same... All right, thank you very much. Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the GNSO Public Council meeting in Dublin Part 2. Here we have an administrative agenda in which we deal with the election of the new chair. For the record, it's Jonathan Robinson speaking. So as a first order of business, I need to see if there are any objections to myself, who is no longer a councillor, chairing the meeting. Does anyone have any objection to me chairing the meeting? Seeing no objections, I'll continue to chair the meeting in the absence of either a newly elected chair and or either House having nominated a vice chair. When you thought you'd got rid of me. Just when you thought it was safe to go back into the water.
I object to you still wearing a tie. How about that?
For the second part of this meeting, the record will show that I removed my tie. All right. I thought this was the formal part of the meeting. All right. So, of course, the first thing we do is welcome the seating of the 2015-2016 councillors. And for the record, that is Keith Drazik, Anthony Harris, Johan Helsingis, Wolf Ulrich Knoben, Rubens Kuhl, Paul McGrady, Stephanie Bania Milan, Jennifer Staniford, and Su Fen Valerie Tan. Valerie. Welcome, everyone. And Glenn, for the record, I think we should take a roll call, please.
I'll do that, Jonathan. Keith Drazik?
Present.
Donna Austin?
Present.
Rubens Kuhl?
Here.
James Blader?
Here.
Jennifer Standiford?
Here.
Volker Greimann?
Still here.
Valerie Tan?
Here.
Phil Corwin?
Present.
Susan Kawaguchi?
Here.
Paul McGrady?
Here.
Heather Forrest?
Wouldn't miss it.
Tony Harris?
Present.
Wolf Ulrich Knoben?
I'm present.
Maria Maciel? Marilia? He's not here. Amar El-Sadar?
Present.
David Cake?
Still here.
Edward Morris?
Here.
Stefania Milan?
Here.
Stephanie Perrin?
Present.
Johan Helsingers?
Here. And a small comment. I would prefer to be referred as Yulf. Every time somebody says Johan, that means I'm in trouble.
Yulf. Thank you. Carlos Gutierrez?
Present.
And I believe we have Olivier Crepin-Leblanc.
Present at the moment, but unfortunately I won't be able to stay here for the full session. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. And I see Marilia has just come in now. Thank you. And Mason Cole?
Present.
And Patrick Miles is probably on the Adobe Connect. Can I just check? Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Jonathan. Over to you.
Thanks, Glenn. Can I check on a point of process? Is it possible for Maria to give someone a proxy at this late stage? She's present and able to do so. Is it possible?
Yes, I think there's a provision in the GNSO operating procedures.
She needs to leave the meeting urgently, so it would be great if you... Who would you like to give your proxy to, Maria? All right. So for the record, let it be shown that Maria gives her proxy to Ed Morris. I don't know if you want to make sure that Ed is aware of your voting intentions. Okay, good. So thank you very much, Maria. I'm sorry you have to leave early, but we'll accommodate that. All right, so we've seated the new council. We've taken a roll call. We've welcomed the councillors. We have a record of statements of interest. We will give you an opportunity to state Any updates or any comments on those statements of interest? Are you satisfied? Is there any update that any of the incoming councillors would like to make in respect to those statements of interest? Good. Well, item 1.3, we have the opportunity to review or amend the agenda, and we only have one item on the agenda, which is the election of the chair, for which... So any comments or points on the agenda? Okay. Seeing none, we'll proceed straight to item 2, which is the election of the chair. Now, we've received two nominations, as you're well aware. From the contracted parties house, we received a nomination for James Bladel, and from the non-contracted parties house, we received a nomination for Heather Forrest. We, the GNSO Council at least, held a question and answer session within the GNSO weekend working sessions with both candidates, and for that's recorded and available for the record. And so here the council can simply proceed to elect the new chair according to the GNSO operating procedures you will all have seen. So I will ask Glenn to distribute a ballot paper to each of you to cast your vote, and this will then be either the determining vote or the first round, depending on the outcome.
Thank you, Jonathan. May I just say that the green ballots are the contracted party house, and the yellow ballots are the non-contracted party house.
Well, Glenn's doing a careful job of checking, but can you make sure you've got a green ballot if you are in the contracted party's house and a yellow marked ballot if you are in the non-contracted party's house? The votes are tallied in terms of a percentage of each house, so it's important that you vote on the right ballot paper.
Jonathan, we need your presence at the front of the table.
So we have a result of the ballot, and the result is that the contracted party's house have voted 100% in favour of candidate 2, that's James Bladel, and in the non-contracted party's house, they have voted 53.85% in favour of candidate 1, that's Heather, and 46.15% in favour of James Bladel. What that means is that each house has not passed the 60% threshold for an outright result to occur, in which case we need to have a second ballot where we run off James, the leading candidate, against none of the above. And so as a result of the first ballot, Heather is eliminated at this stage, and James goes forward to a second round where he is elect against none of the above. So councillors then have the opportunity to either vote for James or for none of the above, or clearly to abstain should they not wish to vote. So that's where we go from here. So thanks very much. So we have to conduct a second round ballot at this stage. Paul?
Paul McGrady, I don't know, since I've been a GNSO councillor for 4.5 minutes, how this works, but are we allowed to recess for a few minutes and discuss this with...
Reasonable request, and I don't see that we shouldn't consider... So I'll ask Glenn to distribute the ballot papers in any event, and we can take... How long would you like?
Five minutes?
Five would be... If you can manage with five, try and do it in five. I'll call the room to order in five. If you need more time, let me know. It's 15:08 now. Let's make it 7, so that's 15:15. I'll call the room to order again at 15:15.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Paul. So just to make sure that everyone is clear on the rules, I'm not calling the room to order yet, but just to make sure everyone is clear on the rules of the election, we now vote between James and none of the above, and to the extent that we... Well, the requirement in order to appoint a chair, which will be James if we appoint a chair, is required that each house passes the 60% threshold in favour of James. So as long as everyone is clear on those rules, that is the position. That we vote between James and none of the above, and each house must pass the threshold in support of James to the extent that we elect James as a chair of 60%. And if we don't, we will go to another nomination period.
Yeah, thank you. I was wondering, Jonathan, if you wouldn't mind articulating the alternative of not being able to reach the 60% threshold. The new nomination period would occur with 15, as I understand it, 15 days for nomination period and another 30-day period for candidates to be nominated. Is that? I'm looking at Marika now, but
yeah, it's a new nomination period along the lines previously circulated to the council.
Yeah. So basically, not today, not in this room.
No. There will be time given. It will take some time. And in addition, then the council will need to be chaired, co-chaired by the vice chairs, and so we would then go to the different houses to seek a interim or permanent, you know, permanent being for the next year, co-chair appointment from each house. So I've had a request for a further time to be provided. Since this meeting was initially originally scheduled for 15:15 until 16:00, it seems reasonable to work within the boundaries of that. And so we're currently waiting another 15 minutes till 15:30 to recommence the meeting. All right, so after that little break, if I could recall the room to order, please. If we could recall the room to order, please rejoin the table. Okay, we'll just give it a couple of minutes to make sure that everyone is back in the room, and we will recommence proceedings at no later than 15:30. 15:26 now, we'll recommence at no later than 15:30. Plan to recommence in just 2 minutes. Okay, let's recommence. I think for the sake of good order, we should just take another roll call to make sure that everyone is present and that we haven't in any way lost anyone. So if I could encourage the GNSO Council to be reseated and let's recommence the meeting. It's 15:31 in Dublin and we plan to hold another ballot now where we cast a vote between the leading candidate is James Bledel, and none of the above. So, Glenn, if you could start off by taking a roll call to make sure we know and understand exactly who is present.
Thank you, Jonathan. Keith Drazek?
Here.
Donna Austin?
Here.
Ruben Skool?
Here.
James Bledel?
Back here.
Jennifer Standiford?
Present.
Volker Greimann?
I never left.
Valerie Tan?
Present.
Phil Corwin?
Present.
Susan Kawaguchi?
Present.
Paul McGrady?
Here.
Heather Forrest?
Here.
Tony Harris?
Present.
Wolf Ulrich Knoben?
I'm here.
Marilia Maciel is absent and she has given her proxy to Ed Morris. Ed,
present.
Are you here? David Cake?
Present.
Stefania Millen?
Present.
Stephanie Perrin?
Present.
Yulf Helsingers?
Present.
Carlos Gutierrez?
Present.
Mason Cole?
Present.
Thank you very much, Jonathan.
Thank you,
Amar,
Glenn.
Sorry, I did not call your name, Amar. Yes, and you present.
So, thank you, Glenn. Have you previously distributed the ballot papers?
Yes, they are. I will now collect them.
So all councillors, you should have a ballot paper in front of you with which you are voting for James Bledel or none of the above. If you are in the contracted parties house, you should have a green ballot paper. And in non-contracted parties house, you should have a yellow, fluorescent yellow ballot paper. Okay, everyone, we have the result of the second round of the ballot. And the result is that for candidate one, that's James Bledel from the contracted parties house, we have 100% in favour. And for that same candidate from the non-contracted parties house, we have 3.85% in favour. And for the candidate two, that is none of the above, we have the reciprocal 46.15% in favour. What that means is that James Bledel, candidate one, has not met the required 60% threshold from the non-contrarties house, and therefore we reopen the nominations. We'll send, you do have the procedures with you, and we will resend those to the council list just to make sure, to give you the full clear time scale for those reopened nominations. And moreover, as a consequence, council now needs to be chaired, in fact co-chaired, by the vice chairs. As it happens, we do not have vice chairs nominated. My understanding, and this is my interpretation of what's going on, is that both houses were waiting for the result of the chair election in order to put forward nominations for vice chair. So what we will need from both houses now, from each house, is a nomination for vice chair, whether that be on an interim or permanent basis for the full year ahead. But in any event, we need vice chairs to cover the period in which we no longer have a chair of the council. So if you could go back to your houses, please, and make sure that it is clear that we require a nomination. I think it would be useful to say whether that the intention is that that chair will be in place until such time as a new council chair is elected or for the full forthcoming year ahead. Philip? Phil?
Just a point of inquiry on information. If a member from either side is nominated and selected today as vice chair, would that person be eligible to run as chair if that side of the House decides to nominate them for chair?
To the best of my knowledge, just on eligibility, and we can cross-check this, but to the best of my knowledge, the eligibility for chair is now everyone who you see seated around this table now. So, in fact, there is a slightly different slate than we had before. These are your eligible candidates, including the vice chairs.
Wilful? Thank you.
Yeah, Wilful, you can home speaking. Just a question about, with regard to the procedure. Isn't it that case that the present vice chairs, the old vice chairs, are going to remain and to overcome that interim period? Isn't that coming from the rules? Thanks.
That is exactly what I thought, but it's apparently not. We may need to clarify that.
Ulrich, it's not sufficiently clear and unambiguous, and therefore it would be much clearer if the houses would simply confirm either that the existing or previous the previous vice chairs remain in post until such time as a new election takes place or an alternative vice chair is in place. But we need a confirmation because the vice chair is in place for a year from appointment and we never received new appointments from the different houses.
I thought we had once this case when Jeff Newman was vice chair, and was not the case, Maika? I'm sorry.
So we are saying, just to be clear, that we need either we need reappointment or appointment of vice chairs in short order from the two different houses, and clarity on whether those are in place until such time as a new chair is elected or the full forthcoming annual period. Okay, so that concludes the proceedings for this meeting. And thank you very much for your participation, and we'll look forward to you all participating in the new nominations period. For the avoidance of doubt, the council meetings are adjourned for the day. There is no more council business today. The next meeting is 12:30 tomorrow, the wrap-up session here in Dublin. Thank you.